Surely you do not defend Many's actions against a brother who is 4 years younger? Scorpion asked of me. No, he does not defend my actions at all, Father. King Scorpion, Many interjected, holding up his arm in front of me. I am capable of defending myself. That is quite obvious, judging by the bump on Netamart's head. But are you not ashamed of picking your fights with children? Scorpion asked, gripping the arms of his chair, the veins of his neck becoming more pronounced. Why should I be? I learned it well from you, did I not? Many retorted, swallowing hard, for he must have recognized that he had just crossed the line. The instant he vomited those bilious words from his mouth, the room became deathly silent. Merciak gasped, and Kajemni's entire posture changed. He was taut like a cat waiting to jump on its prey. It took a few seconds for Scorpion's alcohol-clouded mind to comprehend the full meaning of Many's remark. When he did, he bolted from the throne chair and flew into Many's face. You impertinent imbecile! Scorpion raged. Sorry, wrong son. But perhaps you are too drunk to tell, was all that Many whispered into his father's face. But it was enough, far beyond enough. By all the gods that roam the land, Scorpion was no longer a match for the prince, the cheap thick beer having long ago destroyed his reasoning. But to be so insulted by one's own son is a humiliation few men could take, let alone the king of Upper Chem in his own court. Scorpion turned half around and stretched his closed fist as far behind him as he could, preparing to strike his son. I could do nothing. Nothing at all but watch this horrible play staged by the gods. If Many ever deserved to be severely disciplined, this was the very time. I feared Scorpion's might, but I also knew that if I interfered in his role as father and king, I would rightly condemn myself to death. Yet, far from fearing his father, Many stood relaxed, looking directly into his father's eyes, not wavering, not even blinking, waiting for his father's stinging retribution. I watched Scorpion's fist fly forward in a mighty blow, and as it was about to hit Many's face, an even larger fist grabbed it from the side. Soon Kajemni, the only man the gods had placed in this play who could have done it, wedged himself between the king and the prince. Many was shoved backward a few steps by Kajemni's action. Scorpion, no! Do not do this, I beg you. To hit him in anger will bring ruin on your court and all of Upper Chem. Kajemni's bare chest was pressed hard against Scorpion's, their faces not a hand's width apart, both of them panting with the madness of the moment. Please, Scorpion, Kajemni said, this time his voice softer. It will bring disfavor from the gods. Every muscle in Scorpion's body was tensed for action. His fists were clenched at his side. Please, my friend. Please. Slowly, so slowly it seemed as if time itself stood still, Scorpion willed himself to retreat. He stepped back haltingly, first one step, then another, all the while staring at Many, until Kajemni returned him to his throne chair. Out, both of you! Kajemni commanded, turning angrily and pointing to Many and me. All of you, get out! He bellowed. Wide-eyed, Netamart turned and almost ran from the room. Merciank and Ihi were close behind. I turned and reached to grab Many's arm, but he waved me off. I watched as he cast one final look at his father, a look that, to this day, I have been unable to fathom. At first I imagined it to be haughtiness, an arrogance bred by the hatred caused by his father's neglect that had simmered within him for these many years. But as he turned, I realized otherwise, for from his eyes ran a stream of tears, a river of regret that obscured the last view that many would ever have of his father in this world.